Hello and welcome to the Pennsylvania Unemployment Compensation Service. Esta llamada se grabará o supervisará con fines de control de calidad, capacitación y mantenimiento de registros. ¿Consiente la grabación, conservación y uso de esta llamada? Marque 1 para sí. El personal de esta línea solo está disponible para ayudar a las personas que recibieron una solicitud reciente para llamar a este número y se les proporcionó una extensión directa. Si desea recibir asistencia de manera más rápida con actualizaciones de reclamos o verificar el estado de una determinación, visite nuestro sitio web benefits.uc.pa.gov, ingrese a uc.pa.gov/chat, y seleccione el icono de chat en el margen derecho de su pantalla para registrarse en los servicios de chat en vivo, o llame a nuestro número principal de atención al cliente del UC, 888-313-7284. Si conoce la extensión de 4 dígitos de su grupo, ingrésela ahora.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Unemployment Service Center.
Hey, Carmen. It's Arlita. How are you?
Yay! Oh, God bless you, dear. Thank you. We are having a heck of a time with this.
I was starting to think I was leaving messages. I'm like, oh, it's like her long-lost cousin. From over
Oh my goodness.
So we are talking about Mr. Carlos Heath, that his patient went into the hospital. We had another patient for him and he never accepted the case.
Okay, let me just get this pulled up here because I pulled it up because I was hoping I was thinking, I don't know why, I assumed that you worked until 3:30, but I keep missing you. You must leave before then.
Mondays I have therapy, so I leave at 2-something.
Okay.
And but I'm here, my hours are 7 to 3. But I'm usually here earlier and stay later.
Okay, that's not good.
I'm working.
Okay, so I do have a couple questions for you. God love you.
Okay.
Okay, so Arlita, what is your title there at Family First?
I'm the HR director.
Okay. Okay, so the reason I was calling you, I was a little confused here with the information that Carlos gave us and with what you gave us. So on your statement, you said Carlos was taking care of a female that entered the hospital. Is that right?
I believe so. Let me pull up, the side of separation. So that I can pull everything up and be able to answer everything. Because as I'm realizing, we have a whole lot of people applying for unemployment, and it is super hard to keep track of everybody without reading the same. Thank you.
checking the account? Is this the numbers that you're saying are none of the numbers that I have here?
Okay, yes. This is the one that I was thinking of. The patient went into the hospital, and we can't, you know, do home care if the patient's in the hospital. So we had another patient for him.
I can hardly hear you, dear.
Oops. Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Now I can. Yeah, that's okay.
I apologize.
No worries.
So he worked until his patient went into the hospital, and we can't do home care if the patient's in the hospital, so we found another patient for him, and he did not answer our requests and inquiries to when he could start with the new patient.
Just to verify, the patient was female?
I believe so. Give me 1 second. Because I didn't put the patient's information on there because... The patient he was caring for was a male.
Okay. He stated he was taking care of his brother-in-law and that he never went to the hospital.
So the patient never went to the hospital and didn't pass away?
He told us that the patient passed away at home and never went to the hospital.
I have his last day here on the 8th, and then the missed visit said
that's why I'm confused.
Because when his last day was the 8th, the patient I have in the patient's calendar that it's an unplanned hospitalization. So that's what the notes that I'm seeing. And like I said, once the patient goes into the hospital or is not able to receive home care, we find another patient for the caregiver.
Can you repeat that? Once they go into the hospital?
As a home care agency, cannot provide home care services to hospitalized patients.
Right.
So what we do is we find the caregiver a patient that is not hospitalized, that's at home, that they can work until their patient gets out of the hospital.
Okay. So, just to verify, so you have the patient went into the hospital, and then what happened?
We contacted the caregiver when the patient went into the hospital to let them know, look, you know, you can't work for this patient, but we have this patient for you. These are the hours they need. When can you start?
So do you have that the patient that he had been previously caring for passed away?
The patient did pass away after a hospitalization, yes. That's what I have in our notes.
Okay. After or during the hospitalization?
He passed away during the hospitalization. Like, I don't have record of him coming home. Like, I just have record of patient going into the hospital on the 9th, and then the next note says that the patient passed away.
Okay, Mr. Heath says his brother-in-law passed on the 8th.
Let me see exactly what date our notes say.
I hope you can understand why I'm so confused. That's why
I'm just confused as to why he didn't answer the phone when we were trying to contact him to give him a new case. And we contacted him, left him several messages, didn't hear back from him, and then he applies for unemployment. Why is this taking so long to open?
Thank you.
Okay, I have patient's sister reported the patient was not feeling okay, so he was taken to the hospital. And then that was. January. Caregiver didn't clock in because he was at the hospital. I'm just confused now, even more. Because it says that he wasn't feeling well, he went to the hospital, and then he didn't return home from the hospital because he passed away. And I have that he passed away, this note is the 14th of January 2026.
January 14th,
2026.
So then,
was an EIM done on an incident report done on the 9th for him going to the hospital. So that's where the information about the hospital came in, because I'm just reading through the notes.
So you said you contacted him multiple times to take other shifts. Was that, when did that happen?
Let's see. He was contacted the 16th, the 26th,
the 13th.
We switched to February.
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
I'm reading the 13th. The 13th was the last time that we spoke with Mr. Heath, and he was rude and hung up on Jose, who was the case coordinator. Because the case coordinator just followed up again to, we're trying to give him another case and, you know, close everything from the case that he had previously.
Okay, so he said he was called, I don't have a date, but he was called to see when his brother-in-law was taken to the hospital, and he said he told when they called that his brother-in-law was taken to the funeral home, not the hospital. Does that?
I don't have anything in here about a funeral home.
Okay.
Usually when somebody passes
away at home, the coroner, oh, I don't know.
Do you call the coroner?
I mean,
or just,
I thought that's usually what, I guess maybe my experience with death is a little different. They usually don't go right from the house to the, but I don't know that in my experience.
They usually don't go right from the house to the coroner or to the funeral home.
They usually don't go right from the house to the funeral home, in my experience. But I, all of our notes say that the patient went to the hospital and passed away there. And so when they were following up to do the incident, you know, to follow up with the incident report to close out the case, they called the, what is it? Power of attorney of the case and the caregiver that was the caregiver for the case to close everything.
So they call the POA and who?
The caregiver for the case.
Yeah. Okay.
And from what I'm understanding through the notes is when they were calling, they called him to offer him other cases, but he didn't answer and didn't want to be bothered, I'm guessing. So when they called him again to, you know, close this up, offer him a new case, do all, he was not cordial with them.
Okay. Any other additional information you would like to provide or any additional questions that you have for me?
I don't have any additional questions.
Okay, dear. Well, again, thank you for your patience while we played phone tag.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you again for being so sweet.
No problem. If you have any other questions, if you get anybody else, just give me a call. I'm always here.
Okay, dear. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right.
And good luck with your therapy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.